Welcome to Solving Your Money Problems. I'm excited about this bonus podcast that I have to offer you today. Throughout the end of the year, I wanted to talk about money a lot because people are so upset about money. They're confused about money. They're under pressure about money. People get up to the sound of the alarm clock every day because of money. Money's neither good nor bad. The Bible says it's the love of money that causes people to do evil. So today I've got with me a guy that I have worked alongside with every day of my life for about 15 years, Pastor Phil.
And, yeah.
You're going to talk to us just from your side of you got it together when it comes to money. So I want you to start unpacking things that, you know, you've learned out of solving your money problems. Back before it was a system, it was just the way we did life. So talk to us, Phil.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to be here for sure. But so some of the things that we have done, obviously, we were doing this stuff way before you came out with the packet and the whole box. So we've just been taught it over so many years of doing things. So some of the things that we have learned from it is pretty simple. Like, you gave really simple things to do. So one of the things is create a budget. That was one of the things that we started a long time ago, was create a budget. You can't spend and you can't steward what God has given you if you don't even know what you have. So we started to budget things out, and just not a budget of like, it was really down to the last penny. Where is every dime? Where is every penny that we have? Where is it going? And so obviously we started off with the 10-10-80 rule, right? We tied 10%, we put 10% in savings, and then we live off the 80. But I'll be honest with you, we weren't there when we started that. It wasn't like we were there right off the bat. Of course we were tithing, but we had accumulated too much debt at the beginning, so we had to work our way to get to that spot. So Victoria and I just made a conscious effort to start a budget. Hey, this is what we're gonna go by. And one of the tricks that we learned is the worst thing I think they came up with was the debit card. That's the worst thing, because that thing is like, you just keep going and you just keep going. And then, you know, your bills come in and then they're like, hey, do you want to auto pay this? And you're like, yeah, that's so much easier. So now you're just spending on the debit card like crazy. And then all of a sudden, here come all the auto pays that start to hit. And now all of a sudden, you got these bank fees. And so the debit card was the worst thing, because it was just so easy just to put in my four digit PIN. Next thing you know, I'm good to go. And so what we had to do was say, hey, let's stop all that. We're just going to do cash, because it's not fitting with our budget. And we've got to just pay cash. So when you go to the store, it's like, hey, this is what I have. I'm spending this amount of money. I can't spend any more than that, because if I spend too much, it's not going to work. I don't have the cash. I'm going to have to put stuff back. So we literally, I had to take the debit card. This sounds crazy. I had to take it out of my wallet, because then I got into the mode of, I would go to the store with a certain amount of cash, but I knew I had the debit card. So it was like, oh, well, if I go over the budget, I'm fine. You know? So it was, I had to leave the debit card at home when I went to the store. This is the amount of cash that we have. This is, until we got into a good systems and good habits. So the first thing we did was just create a budget. We had to know what we were working with. And the crazy thing is, we realized that when we set up the budget, we had all kinds of extra money that we were spending on, and this is going to be a big thing for everybody, we were going out to eat all the time. Yeah, the little foxes spoil the vines. It's like, oh, we'll just swing past Chick-fil-A. Oh, we'll just swing past here. Oh, we'll just swing past here. And before you knew it, it was just me and Victoria. But, you know, we have the two boys now, and now they're 12 and 10. They eat like grown men. So it's like, they were getting kids meals, and it was like, okay, every once in a while, it's not a big deal. Now they're ordering actual meals, and what was, you know, $20 here and there has turned into $40 just to go out to a drive-thru, you know? So it was like, we had to say,
if you do the math on that, that's where people really get messed up. And that's why I love what you're saying about budgets, you know, because without, you know, the Bible says without a vision, people perish. So if you don't have a vision for your money, you don't know where it goes. And so $40, it's like, doesn't sound that much until you do that. You know, just that's $160 a month if you only do it once a week. Obviously, if you, you know, do it twice a week, it's $320 a month. It's a car payment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we learned. It was like, oh my gosh, if we would just stop going out to eat all the time, we would have way extra. And then if, you know, what we realized was, hey, you could go to the store, and if I just took the money that I was going out to eat and applied it, let's just say I applied it to the groceries that I was going to buy, you'd have way more groceries in your house. It's just, you have to, if you're going to really solve your money problems, you have got to say, okay, the first thing I have to do, yes, the budget creates discipline. And discipline is the whole way to solve your money problems. When everyone's going out to eat, if you can stay disciplined and say, nope, I'm not going to do it. You've always taught me that. It's like, hey, you don't have to do something right now. If you can push that back now, you'll get the benefits of it later. What would you rather do? I think one of the stories you told on the podcast was a guy who was like, hey, I'd rather drive a bad car because I have a plane, right? It's like this guy's making a discipline to say, I'd rather do this than to have that. And I think that's what you're doing when you're solving your money problems. You've got to have discipline. That budget creates a discipline. You know how much you have and you know where everything's going. And when you start to do that, and I really do believe God will start blessing you. When you start stewarding your finances correctly, that's when he starts blessing you. But, you know, we also had to realize too, our credit card is not an extension of the paycheck.
And I never really thought about that with the debit card, because there is a mental block that happens. When you have cash in your hand and the cash leaves your hand, you feel like you lost something. You're like, that money is gone. As opposed to a debit card, you slide it in there and they give it back to you. So you don't have even that mental check to go, I lost something. You're like, I'm just as good as I was a while ago. You don't realize it's going away. And I think that's where people really mess up in life financially, is they go for immediate gratification instead of long-term satisfaction. So what I've seen you and Victoria do over your lifetime, I mean, you live in an executive home, you have great cars, you have great life, you guys take good vacations, you have good, you just got your life together, but you had to say a lot on what was temporary gratification, like, oh, we're going to drive through right now for this $40 meal. And you're like, wait a minute, let's go to the grocery store and buy a carton of ice cream instead of taking everybody out for $25 worth of ice cream. And then those small little tweaks led to big peaks in your life. And that's why the Solving Your Money Problems book is a roadmap in the whole system. If they go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, you can get the entire system for $40, and it'll save you tens of thousands of dollars, or quite possibly make you millions. Because if you can get your credit right and your life right, then you continue. I mean, you guys have done it where you bought a house, pay it down, buy another house. Buy a house. That's how you get ahead, as real estate is the name of the game. Most of the time, people don't get ahead by their paycheck. Their weekly paycheck is just that. It's weekly. But as you start changing the way you think, you change the way you live. So that's why I'm not trying to get people to buy this because I want to sell it. I would give it to you if I can. I mean, we got this thing reduced down to hardly nothing. It is literally anybody else. It was designed to sell for $300. So for $40 during COVID right now, you can put a plan together that you can set yourself up to win in 2021. So Phil, you're dropping bombs on us. Keep going. Talk to us more about solving your money problems.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, when you read the book, it has a spot in there that has a budget. It has the sheet in there for you. All you have to do is fill out the numbers. I mean, so everything you need to get out of debt, to be in financial freedom, is right there in that whole box. $40, you can do it. You know, I was glancing over it the other day, and you had some stuff in there. Now, this is, you know, you wrote it in 2017. So it's like I was looking at it in the credit card. So I've thought about the credit card and thought about the credit card, and I looked it up. And in the book, it says that the U.S. consumer debt was a staggering $3.4 trillion in 2017 when the book came out. So I just Googled it last night just to see. Do you realize it is at $14.3 trillion in 3 years? Credit card debt has went up almost $11 trillion in 3 years. That's mind-boggling. And it's because people use the credit card as an extension of their paycheck. It's like you have this, it's just what you talked about. It's a self-gratification. I can get it now. I can have it now. And so we made a conscious effort. We're not using our credit card. I'm just not going to use it. So if I don't have the cash to buy it, I'm not going to buy it. Because it is that thing. I noticed too, when you were talking about cash, I noticed we stopped spending as much when we had the cash because we were like, I always encourage people to put a $100 bill in your wallet because you'll never want to break it. Because you know, once you break it, it's over. Like it's like $10 here, $5 here. And it's like, you'll go quick, but you have that $100 in your wallet. You won't want to break it. But that credit card, you buy it, you don't see anything on it. And then a month later, when that statement hits and you're like, oh my gosh. And then that's how they get you. Cause now you're only paying the minimum balance. Okay, I can just pay the minimum this week and then, or this month, and then that APR hits. And then now all of a sudden there's times where you got your interest payment on the credit card is higher than what you were paying to begin with. And so it's like, if you're going to have the credit cards are the worst thing. If you're going to solve your money problems, create the budget, get rid of your credit card. You told us a long time ago, it was like, hey, put it in water and put it in the freezer. And then that way it's got to melt before you can actually use the credit card, right? And it's like, people laugh at it, but it's like, if you do that, if you would start to do that, I guarantee you it would create the discipline. Because by the time that melts, you're not even going to want, it's usually just in that moment, your flesh wants to buy it really quick. It's like, I just want to buy it right now. You know,
and how many times have we bought stuff that we're like, later we're like, why did I even buy this? I don't need this. Like I have like, 3 pair of earphones right now, iPod earphones, because I'm like, well, I was on a flight and I need this. The flight's only 30 minutes, but I'm like, I forgot mine at home. You know, well, now I have all these earphones that I don't need. And I'm like, well, I really like the new ones because they're noise canceling. And so I've bought so much junk. And in my case, I'm out of debt now, so it doesn't really matter, but it does matter. A lot of times we spend money on stuff we don't need to impress people that we don't like with money that we don't have. And so, again, I want to encourage people right now to go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com, get the whole system, get the book. I've talked for countless hours about this subject. I mean, Phil, you know this. At church during the weekend, I don't like to talk about money because people think, yeah, oh, we're talking about money. But this isn't also about giving the church money. This is about getting money in your own pocket. But that's why I'm doing the bonus podcast. And that's why I want people today to write a little review at the end of this. If you like this, write it. Give us a 5-star so people understand where we're at, so they can, you know, more people can be exposed to it. So keep going, keep cranking it out, man.
Yeah. So, I feel you on that too, because Amazon is making a boatload of money on people who are just buying stuff on Amazon like crazy. And here's the thing is probably 6 months from now, I bought stuff 6 months ago that now I'm like, we should just give that away. I haven't used it in so long. It doesn't even matter anymore. But that's the same way with your credit card. Your credit card can start building that interest rate. And then before you know it, you're spending so much money on the credit card. And now your paycheck is going all towards the credit card to try to pay it off. It's all towards the credit card to pay it off. And then what happens? This happens so many times. I've talked to people is, well, now I can't pay my bills because I got to pay this credit card, or I can't pay the credit card, and then it doubles the next. And then that's the slow progression to get yourself into debt. So these things that you have talked about in solving your money problems, they seem so simple. They seem like that's not really going to work. But when you do the right thing over a compounded amount of time, that's when you'll get your desired result.
I like what you're saying right there, though, too, because a lot of people think, well, this is easy. But your desire follows your attention. So by listening to this right now, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're listening to this and you're going, I do need to look at my credit card statement. I do need to call the credit card people and at least negotiate them down. Maybe you should take it from this credit card to that credit, because your desire follows your attention. If you start looking at new cars, you're going on a new car. If you start watching, I mean, that's why infomercials work, right? You sit there and watch this thing and go, oh my gosh, I could save a ton of money cutting my hair at home with the Flowbee system. It's like, you're not going to cut your hair at home. But all of a sudden now you're thinking, it's a good plan. So, yeah. This is why buying this system and reading the books and listening to podcasts like this really, really encourages you to move forward to get the life that you've always desired and dreamed of. You were saying about the gym, we got about 3 more minutes left on this one, and I want to continue this next week, but finish that statement.
So I was saying, if you're doing something over a compounded amount of time, it's like going to the gym, right? So it's like, you can't go to the gym one day and then expect to look like, you know, Fabio or The Rock. It doesn't work like that. They have done something over a compounded amount of time that's given them the desired result. And then here's the thing is, they didn't go back to what they were doing before. So I've seen people where they get out of debt, but now they're out of debt and they think, I'll just go back to doing what I was doing before because now I'm good. No, 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 no. You have to go to the next level. And the next level of that is saying, no, I'm going to continue to keep doing the things that I know to do. I'm going to continue to keep, you know, not spending on the credit card. I'm going to continue because here's the thing is you can get to the point where the credit card works for you and you don't work for the credit card. Right. And I think that's what that's, but that's a time.
And I talk about that in the system because I fly to Europe every year. COVID this year, I didn't, but I fly my whole family to Europe. We fly free, stay free because of credit card points. Now, I talk in detail about that and how to do it and what credit card you should use because there's certain credit cards that have greater benefits and there are certain things that you can trick the system into making you platinum. And now I'm platinum status with a couple cards and with a couple airlines. It can never be taken away from me unless the company goes broke. But the point is you can use credit to your advantage. So again, get solving your money problems today. And next week, this is our bonus podcast. Next Tuesday, Pastor Phil is going to be my guest again. And we're going to go more in depth on this. And of course, write a review at the bottom. Please do that for me. And then do the 5-star because this is really going to help us reach more people. Because you know as well as I do, guys, that a lot of people are having marital problems because of financial problems. They were happy until they bought stuff they didn't need. And now it's just they're mad at each other because they're just under the corona crazy vibe. We're losing our job. The world's coming to an end. What are we going to do? And that's not what I want for you. So again, go to solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. And get a hold of that information today. Thanks, Pastor Phil. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks.